On Monday, March 14, 2016, approximately 500 guests packed into New York University's Kimmel Center to attend a day-long conference. The focus? The social responsibility of sports. The program featured guest speakers, the keynote address was delivered by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, and panel discussions with former athletes, professional team owners, general managers, and other experts in their fields. There is no denying the profound impact that sports have on world culture. Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in baseball and in popular culture. NFL films revealed that the guards involved in the Iran hostage crisis were even anxiously awaiting the tapes of Super Bowl XIV to arrive from America. There's no doubt sports today have the same, if not bigger, role in our culture. Charlie Jeter, president of her brother Derek Jeter's Turn 2 Foundation, assumes ownership of aiming to put inner-city kids in more productive environments with stringent qualifications for application and acceptance.
How does an organization like that drive social change within the community?
Well, what we do, I would say, mainly with our Jeter's Leaders program that we have, which is a group of high school students who the mission is to promote social change and to act as role models in the community and to give back through community service projects and mentoring younger people. So just teaching them at a very young age the importance of giving back and being role models.
So how does one, because I've seen them at the stadium, how does one become a Jeter's Leader?
Well, it's a tough process. Me and Derek laugh a lot when we say that. We don't know if we would have made it through.
Although Charlie and Derek may not have made it into their own foundation, acceptance is only for 8th graders nominated by their guidance counselors or through direct recruitment from the foundation. Others, like former New York Jets wide receiver and current free agent David Nelson, take a more worldly approach. His passion is to aid the intensely poverty-stricken Haitian youth.
What is the mission of I Am Me, your foundation?
Our mission is to end the orphan cycle through family prevention and partnerships. And put simply, it's just we're here to try to bring family to those who either are at the risk of losing that or have never had that.
So you spend a lot of time in Haiti. What work do you do there specifically?
Right now we have a children's home there that has about 12 kids in it that were abandoned, that were orphaned. I brought them in and have given them a family environment, environment of care, environment of individualized attention. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an after-school program, a coffee business, doing a lot of business to create jobs to prevent orphans.
NYU showcased the best of the best in terms of sports figures and their profound, positive contributions to catalyze social change.
You know, I believe every person individually has a purpose, and every person has passions and things that they were put on this earth to do, that have the skill set and anointings to do, and mm-hmm. there's just certain things in this world that you do that really make you come alive, that really make you feel bigger than yourself, mm-hmm. and that not only makes you a better person, but it also helps you become more appreciative and better at your craft.
Inspirational words to live by, no matter what your field of work. For more information on the Turn 2 Foundation, visit DerekJeter.com. And for more information on David Nelson's I'm Me Foundation, visit imme.org. For WRPR Sports, I'm Danielle McCartan.